Good morning, everybody. Well, this is going to be quite an interesting one. First and foremost, obviously, Facebook pages, YouTube pages, Twitter pages, all getting taken down. Anybody who was speaking the truth in relation to the link between the 5G and the COVID-19. All right. Well, this video is going to blast the whole thing and knock it out of the water. The fake dangerous narrative by the mainstream media. Ofcom, happy with trying to cover up the genocide. And what I want people to do, go to the Save Us Now website. There'll be a genocide document going to be put up there. It needs to be sent to any of the criminals who are covering up this genocide. All right. They need to be put on notice that they are party to this murderous plan. Now, you'll see the Daigle document here. Anybody can go and look at it. It's still up on the websites. So you can start to look at population collapse across the Five Eyes countries. So we're just going to click away here. But I want people to watch, and I'm going to explain to you how they're going to commit this murder. All right? How they're going to commit the genocide on the populations of the West. So here we go. So we've got the Daigle document. This is a bona fide organisation. We've had these documents for quite a while. You can actually go and have a look at the website. It's still there today. And I know there's a lot of people starting to wake up now, because that's what this is all about, waking people up. So you must share this. Because they've taken me down on Facebook, you put this video back up on the Facebook pages. Get organised on Gab, Mind, Telegram, and other organisations that aren't part of the control. All right, so we can build our numbers. Very crucial to survivability. So this is the Daigle website. Let's just have a look at some of the population collapses. So here we have the United Kingdom. You'll see by 2025 population, it's less than 15 million. It's currently 66 million. You can see there. Now, how they're going to kill 50 odd million people, 51 million? How they're going to do that? Well, not only do I have that, we've also got the USAID document, 327 million down to 100 million. How are they going to kill 227 million people in the US? Well, I'm going to show people exactly how they do that, right? It's pretty straightforward. You've got Canada here, 36 million down to 26, 10 million in Canada is going to die. We've got Australia, 23 million, as of the day, see that's 19th of June 2020, 23 million down to 15 million. So they're going to kill over 50% of the population in Australia. People's going to ask questions, how do you do that? Well, this is how you do it. 5G is a weapon system. They're deploying it during the lockdown. An immune system suppressor causes all of these diseases. All this illness, sickness, neurological, behavioural problems, infertility, cancers, cardiovascular problems, pulmonary edema, etc., etc., etc. Let's just go and show you what the plan is. Radiation pneumonia, all right, and fibrosis, all right, see that? Pulmonary fibrosis, that's what radiation causes. It is the energy level of it that causes this. There's a number of other factors that are implicated in this. But what I want people to see, this was in the press yesterday. Serious COVID-19 infection. See that? Pulmonary fibrosis. Fatigue. All what microwave radiation causes. This is unbelievable. So they've got thousands left with lung damage from radiation exposure. Very clever little viruses, isn't it? It causes pulmonary fibrosis. That's quite interesting. It's quite clever. We all know about the flu vaccines and the contamination in them. I'm pretty positive that everybody who's developed this pulmonary fibrosis have had a vaccination, a contaminated vaccination of some sort. We'll go on to that in a minute. So we've got the smoking gun here, pulmonary fibrosis in people who suffered from this coronavirus malarkey. Let's just go on and let's have a look at what these masks are capable of. the radiation levels are significant, all right, because he's a beamforming. The polarized collimate could hear the signal, which increases the energy level well above what would cause those sicknesses. I mean, this is just a kill grid. There's obviously I'll charge air at 13.5 electron volts, and these are pumping out at 120, anything from 61 to 120 electron volts. So you can see how it can charge the air, give you breathing difficulties, and cause what we're calling this genocide. That's Glasgow, by the way. All direct energy in air. The weapon systems are called Jews. That's what 5G is. 5G technical parameter is a Jew. All right. As a matter of fact, no ifs, no buts. That's it there. There's the direct energy fields from a 5G transmitter. And what it actually says here, this is an industry document. 5G network rollout, a major problem or impossible. Impossible because of the significant radiation emission that are currently putting on masts all around the country to kill off the population. How do you think they're going to kill off 55 million in the United Kingdom? You use a weapon. That weapon's called 5G. The BBC put this load of garbage out. The Iran didn't have 5G, and obviously they had COVID. Well, unfortunately, you can see Iran selling Ericsson 26 gigahertz. All right. These 26 gigahertz there, you see it? That's 5G. It's part of the 5G spectrum. So that was 5G technology sanctioned in 2018. And obviously we saw significant deaths in that area. So the BBC basically, very dangerous output, saying that there was no 5G in Iran, which we know is not correct. Also, neurobehavioral effects from people close to any of these mobile masts, these mast systems, were also seeing this being reported in COVID victims where they've got neurological, behavioural problems and anxiety, depression after having this sickness. Well, the problem is it's because of this. Poisoned vaccines. The vaccines have got metal contamination in them. Most of them have. This is tungsten. These are micro and nano particulates. You've got aluminium there. You've got a number of different metals. Inexplicable that tungsten is in a vaccine. It's got no purpose. But what it most certainly has got a purpose, it links with that direct energy weapon system. It's also an immune system suppressor. Electromagnetic fields. It increases your risk of infection. It's an immune system suppressor. Anybody that says that there's not a link between any illness in a population and 5G is a liar. It is scientifically incorrect. Very dangerous information being put out by the BBC. Well, we know that they just tell lies. They've always told lies for quite a number of years. It's a propaganda machine. And this is the reason why they're shutting down social media groups. And it's so important that you pass this on to other groups. Unclassified bioeffects of selected non-lethal weapons. All right, see that radio frequency directed energy? That's what 5G is. These are weapons. Look, weapons. Wuhan. Tested it on Wuhan. See that? Herbia's first 5G demonstration. Oh, it was a demonstration zone, all right. And we know how many people died there. This is confirmation, the prima facie evidence and confirmation of the weapon system and how it commits genocide on the population. They've known since 1973, the World Health Organization have known about the dangers posed to people from microwave radiation. They've covered it up. They've covered up the crime. And now what they're doing, they're scrabbling, because obviously you only take a little bit of research to find out exactly what's going on. They have a plan to commit mass genocide on populations around the world. We've got the numbers. We know the plan. It's an asymmetrical war that they are waging. The elites are waging on the people. And the people that do as they're told, they, who just carry on with a crime, are party to this genocide. Anybody that says that microwave radiation is not dangerous and 5G is not linked to this coronavirus outbreak is either a fool, either deliberately misleading the public and with very dangerous information, but most certainly part of a genocide agenda, and that is an indictable crime, and they can be arrested. Arrest can be made of those people. And if the police won't arrest them, unfortunately, the citizens around the world will have to make those arrests of these criminals. Well, I think that's enough for this particular video. But like I said, really important, really important. Get it out. The flu vaccines, they give people flu vaccines for years. They still get flu issues where massive amounts of people still die. In fact, there's more people die of the flu than what die of this coronavirus malarkey. All right, and they've had vaccines for years. So what's going on there? We know the whole thing's a crock. All right, get the information out and wake people up.